This is Phil Neo. Hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later. We put the wraps on our morning session. We'll bring on some community conversation in just a moment here after the news update, which is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Marking 80 years since the D-Day invasion, President Biden delivering remarks reflecting on the legacy of that day and tying the fight to what's happening today as well.
We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force, these are perennial. The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending.
In New York, suspected serial killer Rex Heuermann is now formally charged with two more murders, one woman in 2003, one in 1993. Heuermann had already been charged in four other murders. Spain has applied to join South Africa's case at the UN's top court accusing Israel of genocide. Major explosion at a school turned shelter in central Gaza overnight. Israel says it was being used as a Hamas compound. This is ABC News. Washington's new restrictions on asylum seekers entering the U.S. between ports of entry at the southern border have been in place for more than 36 hours. Immigration officials telling ABC News there was no surge in migrant entries before the proclamation was announced.
This is Jim Ryan. At the same time that President Biden's executive action cracking down on illegal entries took effect, Customs and Border Protection announced that it's had fewer migrant encounters this year in the El Paso sector than last. The 180,723 encounters through April represent a 41% decline from the same period in 2023. Statistics show the greatest percentage of those entering the U.S. are from Mexico, followed by Guatemala, Colombia, and Venezuela. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A Wisconsin prison warden and eight members of his staff are all facing charges for their treatment of inmates. An investigation into Waupun Correctional Facility found four died in the last year, including one from dehydration and another who wasn't found for at least 12 hours after dying from a stroke. This is ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Late afternoon showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Highs in the low 70s. West and northwest winds at 12 to 25. Isolated showers early evening tonight. Otherwise partly cloudy to clear and a low of 50. Partly cloudy and slightly warmer Friday. Still breezy, a high of 74. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. Friday night turning cloudy. A 40% chance of rain late. A low of 53. Saturday rain likely through late morning. Then breaks of sun in the afternoon with a high of 72. Sunday partly cloudy, breezy in the morning, and a high of 70.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we are pleased to have members of the Richland Rodeo Committee here. We have the President, Gary Deaver, Secretary, Kenda Deaver, Treasurer, Dean Reinhardt. Dean, it seems like we just did this.
I know. It's just, I get to spend a lot of time here.
Time goes by very quickly, but did you have a successful rodeo last year in Richland Center?
We did, yeah. It was pretty good for where the weather was. It was cold on Sunday, but it was all right.
Seems like you never know this time of year, do you?
Oh, that's true. You can never depend on Mother Nature, whatever she wants to do.
Sure. Kenda, I think we have a good weather report. The extended forecast looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, I've been keeping track of it. Yeah, it looks pretty good for all next week and the weekend so far. So I think we're going to have a good rodeo.
Keep your fingers crossed, right?
Correct.
But people come rain or shine, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And we're out there playing in the mud. Mostly these guys, not me.
And Gary, you know, looking forward to it. Are things kind of similar to what they've been in the past?
Oh, yeah. The contestants are staying about the same. I believe there's 81 contestants. And everything's going good as far as there's 7 other regional rodeos, you know, including us throughout the state. So it's going good.
I think those numbers are up a little bit, aren't they?
Well, they was higher. They went down. Now they're starting to climb a little bit. So, you know, it's a fun sport, but, you know, Cowboy Channel on RFD TV's really helped out too a lot.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the pro rodeos, they're showing more attendance. It's still hard to get the rough stockers, you know, to do it. But as far as all the other events, that's going real well.
And the number of contestants that will be here, they've been qualifying and rodeoing since what? It started like last August, didn't it?
Right. It starts in August up in Manawa, I believe, is the first one. It used to be Decorah, Iowa was the first one. But they unfortunately can't do it anymore. And but no, out of the 81 contestants, we got a handful from Iowa and a few from Minnesota and the rest are from Wisconsin.
Look forward to having them back here. So they'll start rolling in next week, probably about this time or a day before. So
yeah, they check-in's on Thursday. So there's probably over 160 horses. Kendon knows more about that. She does all the final papers on all that stuff.
Right. So pre-registration is in, right, Kenda?
Yes, for the contestants, they had to be registered by June 2nd. And that's with Darcy. She's with our state board. With me, it's just everybody for camping and their horse stalls and that.
Mm-hmm. And how does that look, everybody?
Well, last year we had 181 horses on the ground, and I think we're pretty much pushing that right now. Mm. So there's a lot of people bring four or five horses along, but yeah, we got quite a few horses.
So looking at the rodeo, Dean, what's your favorite part of the weekend? When it's done?
Well, yeah, that. No, I just enjoy the whole weekend. It's just the fact that I know we say it every year, but we're just a rodeo family. You know, we just get together. We all camp together for a week and have to put up with camp. Well, anyway, yeah, but it's just a fun week. It's a lot of work, but it's enjoyable. It's just a way of relaxing and getting together and watching these kids. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, going through what some of these kids go through as far as hours of practice and travel and all of this stuff, the expense. It's not a cheap sport, but they sure enjoy it.
No, it's certainly not. That's for sure. And you're seeing like new generations. I mean, you've probably been around long enough where you're seeing some kids of kids competing, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I've been on this for 30-some years, so I'm on about almost the third generation of them. So
yeah,
it's a good time.
It's a tight-knit rodeo family. I mean, I know there's competition, but there's good camaraderie, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, everybody's out there helping everybody else. And, you know, sure, they're working against each other, but if anybody needs anything, they're right there. You know, the other contestants are there to help. The parents step in to help. And it's just a good, close family.
Can you tell me about the other members of the committee and some other people that help you out?
Well, it's going to sound like kind of a family affair. Because it's Gary and Kenda and I, then Jim and Kim Brandemule from Lancaster, and my son Andrew from Richland Center, and then my brother John is on it. He lives up in Holman. He got on the committee last year. So, yeah, it's a pretty good bunch to work with.
And then we got
Pam Shaw from wherever she's from.
Ontario.
Ontario, and Roger Knapp is, you know, it's just everybody comes together. So it's a pretty good time.
Yeah, and they keep coming back, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them have been on there for a while.
Yeah.
Do you do events during the year when you're not rodeoing?
Not really. We get together a couple times and have meetings, and then sometime in August we all get together at our place for a relaxation night. Everybody brings food. We have a bonfire. And yeah, usually we set up a screen and watch rodeo out in the yard around the bonfire, but it's just our way of unwinding after the year, so...
That's important. You know, and then last year, of course, we had Josie Lau from the area. When you have a rodeo person from the area, that even helps attendance too, doesn't it, Kendra?
Oh, yeah. She got the all-around saddle last year, and she's booking for it this year too. So hopefully she'll get it and keep it right here in Richland Center area. That'll be great.
She's among the leaders coming in, isn't she?
I have not looked at anything. We just got all the information from Darcy, and I really haven't pulled anything off my phone yet, but... I think she's probably pretty well up in there.
Do you have some other area rodeo people, too, from the greater Richland area?
The young Cooley boy, I think he's the only other one from Richland Center, but all the other ones, them are the only two I really know that are real close.
As far as the history of the rodeo, it's been around Richland Center for a long time. Not too many years was it away, was it, Gary?
Well, the first meeting was up north at... I think it was a bar called the Spur something, and that was in 1959. And then it was in Manawa, Spooner, the Northern States for, several years. I came here in mid to late 60s, and then the grandstands, if I remember right, they were condemned. So then it moved to Baraboo and Toma, and I believe it came back here in 89. Sorry, I don't have any of the figures in front of me, but then it's been here ever since, 89.
They must like it here.
We all like it here. It brings a lot to the community, and, I mean, it's fun. Enjoy having all the kids and seeing everybody on a yearly basis.
Always was an exciting time, Dean. I know when you think back to, you know, when we were younger, too, that was a big deal when the rodeo came to town when we were kids.
Oh, it was, yeah. I remember when I was in grade school, that was the rodeo parade, and and seeing all these cowboys and cowgirls and all the horses, and it was just quite the pageant.
And I think back to the parades, yeah, absolutely, and a big deal there. Somebody was telling me the other day that they were the Dairy Parade Prince. They used to do things like that, like a baby. You know, the baby was the prince, and you know, this
oh, really?
Is like
I never heard of that.
I had never heard of that either. But and then I think it was Trisha Nixon was here once in the rodeo parade, like back in the early 70s too. So a lot of history,
I guess.
But people love that parade, and the number of horses that were in it last year, Kenda, was just amazing.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot in there this year, too. There's the kids. Really, it's mandatory for the kids to be in the parade if there's a parade at a rodeo. So they have to be in the parade. If they can't take their horse, they have to be in a truck or they have to walk. So it's mandatory.
And then some of your middle schoolers ride through, too.
The junior high, they are, yes, they're in a truck. Our junior high rodeo contestants, yes, they are in a, if there's some there, they ride in a truck, too, yes.
Couldn't do it without your sponsors, could you?
No.
Would you like to talk about anything?
Well, we have a lot of people that come back every year, which we really appreciate it. We got a lot of people out there that sponsor and donate equipment and everything around Richland Center. And we have some out of Richland Center we get donations from. And on Monday, when I turn all the end paperwork in to Phil, he'll announce all of our sponsors, who sponsors everything, so I don't miss anybody. I don't want to miss anybody. So everything will be on the radio on Monday, who sponsored everybody, and your name will be on there.
Okay. We'll be reading those next week then.
Yes, because I don't want to miss anybody.
We have you guys on this week because next week is you're going to be hitting the ground running on Monday, aren't you, Dean?
Yeah, we're going to be a little bit busy next week.
We won't have time for personal engagements like
well,
this.
Well, no.
Then, so.
Other than to come in and bother you and Henry on Tuesday morning. But.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're going to give us the quiz next Tuesday,
yep.
too, about rodeo. So.
Yep.
We've got time to study this.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let's talk about the order of business then on Wednesday, Gary. Is that when things start to kind of ramp up a little bit next year?
Yeah, we start putting in the dirt on Wednesday. Randy Olson's going to help us this year and get that all done. The pen gets set up on Thursday, and the tractors and diggers come in. We do it right in front of the grandstand, so everything's right in front of you at the performance. And we just take it from there, rain or shine, you know. Hopefully, last year we had a lot of spectators, and we enjoy that because it helps pay the bills, of course. And so if everybody can come to the rodeo, you know, at least one time, there's a Friday night performance, Saturday night performance, Sunday performance. There's two slacks, one each day on Friday and Saturday in the afternoon, so... The shooting events actually do it on Thursday. We have Phil and Todd from Pine River Sports. That's the light rifle. They go to the range up here in Richland Center for the .22 shooting. And then the trap shooting's done in Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Jay Adams got that rolling. So that's a national event. You can actually rodeo without a horse or anything. Just come and shoot.
Mm-hmm. I know that we talked about that a little bit last year, mm-hmm. but not every contestant, you know, it's like you choose to be in it then. If
oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. We have like 13 or 14 trap shooters and 8 or 9 light rifle shooters. And this is the only event where a girl can compete next to a guy. So, you know, you always have your girls' events, boys' events, but this here is it's all even.
You know, and it's been really a growing sport at the high school level. A lot of trap shooting teams. I can see it being pretty popular.
Yeah, it is. It's that started in like 2008 because our daughter graduated in 2008 and they started actual shooting in 2009. So she missed out on that, but she would have liked to have done that.
I bet. So that's coming up on Thursday then?
Thursday at 10 o'clock at the rifle range here and 2 o'clock in Muscadet for the trap.
And you mentioned slack. For those of us novices, what is slack?
Okay, let's say just for easy numbers, you have 40 contestants in a single event, like we'll say the barrel racing. So instead of having all 40 going on at the performance at night, it'd make a long, drawn-out affair. So we run half of them girls in the afternoon and the other half on Saturday night. Then on Friday, the girls that ran at night would run on Saturday, and the girls that ran Friday afternoon would run Saturday night. Then they take the top 10 of each event, or 15 from each event, and do all that on Sunday at the finals.
I see. So then that goes out. Do you need a ticket for the slack then?
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. No.
You can just come out and watch.
You can come out and watch the slack, yes.
Taste of it, sure. Dean, have the grounds changed a little bit in your setup and how people are going to view the rodeo or not?
They have, yeah. We used to have two arenas. We always had the rough stock right in front of the grandstand, and then out in the big arena we'd have the timed event, the barrels and poles. But things have changed. We run everything in one arena, so it's all right in front of the grandstand. You're right close to the action, and the bulls come out, and you might end up some mud in your face or something, but everything's right down in front of the grandstand in one arena.
So you really feel like you're a part of it.
You're right in the middle of it.
Yep. When that dust comes up there,
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's like watching TV and something just, comes out at you.
Yep.
Sense around TV or something.
Yep, everything is right close to the grandstand, so you get a good view. So it works out good for us.
Do you take precautions? Heaven forbid if you do have those rainy times. Are you prepared for those too?
We have things in place. Yeah, EMTs are there. We can't rodeo without an ambulance on the grounds. And yeah, we take every precaution we can to keep everybody safe. And the kids all wear their those rough stock riders wear their protective gear. And there's rules in place for protecting everybody.
And the clown this year? Do you know who that is? Kenda?
Well, apparently Kenda does. She's smiling and nodding. So
it's not Gary, though.
No. I'm not a clown.
We do have a clown, but I do not have his name in front of me. Yes, we the barrel man, we just got him at the last minute. So, I do not have his name in front of me. I don't know if he's here before or not, but, yeah, we do have a barrel act this year.
And your announcer?
Our announcer is the same guy we have the last 3 years, and then we have Gigi Collins that announces all of our sponsors before every event, so everybody gets announced during the events.
And the queen competition, too. What goes on as far as that is concerned?
Okay, we got four queens this year.
All right.
So we're doing pretty good there. The queen we have, the reigning queen we have now, is she's running again. And the queens we're waiting for a lot of the information to get in because we give them more time because they got to get their picture and everything in. But we do have four queens this year.
That's more than, the last couple of years?
Yeah, usually last year we had three. And the queen event is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Anybody can come and watch it. You don't have to pay nothing. And it's kind of neat to watch because they ask them questions and everything and that. And mm-hmm. Another thing is that they're doing something a little different this year. Riley is going to have junior queen running. So the little juniors are going to try to be a queen. So, yeah, it's going to be kind of neat. So if you want to come out and see a queen contest, come out about 7 o'clock Thursday night, and you're welcome to come watch.
Do they do some speaking things?
Speaking, and then they have gowns and all that. Yeah, it's very interesting to see what these girls do and all the hard work they do to be a queen contestant.
So that's a part of the weekend, too.
Yes.
We have a guest that just showed up in the studio here as well. How about that? Josie Lau is here. Hi, Josie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for joining us in the studio today. So I know you recently graduated from high school. Do you feel any different?
Not really. I am kind of excited for the next chapter, but I'm grateful for my high school experience. So it's been fun.
So coming into next weekend, how's it looking for you personally?
I haven't looked at my standings a bunch yet, but I'm just excited and kind of hoping to make good runs and just excited to be there.
Last year went really well for you. You kind of set the bar high a year ago, didn't you?
Yes, I have some big goals for this year, but I'm excited to see what happens.
You've been going to other rodeos recently? Did you have one this spring then?
Yeah, so we had Toma and Arcadia, and they went pretty well. The weather was a little iffy, but we still survived, and it's been fun.
Yeah, being a softball player as well, that weather has not been really conducive for anything.
Yeah, the weather got pushed our couple of games back, and we had some struggles there. We had a couple of weeks where we had a lot of softball games, but we got it in, and I kept riding in the morning during school and stuff, so it was good.
So you do your riding and your rodeo work before school?
Sometimes, before school or if I have time after a game.
Wow. It's all about time management, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So getting into the rodeo, this will be your last hurrah in Richland Center then, won't it?
Yeah, I'm excited. Sometimes I come in a little more nervous, but this year I'm excited. And Keegan Cooley, he's also another local kid. We've been practicing a lot together and getting ready for this rodeo.
So what do you do at this point? Because you know what's going on, but you're just kind of tweaking like little things then?
Yep. So this week I've been working on fine tuning stuff and like things I wasn't super happy with during the last two rodeos. I'm just working on fixing those and being really sharp.
When you're going through the event, sometimes in your mind, do you have kind of like a silent clock in your head? You kind of know what you're doing and you can tell whether it's a good run or not?
Yeah, a little bit. I make sure before my runs I have to breathe. I get a little tense sometimes. But yeah, I try and just relax and do what I know how to do.
So tell me about the next chapter, where you'll be in the fall.
So I plan to attend South Dakota State University, and I will be majoring in ag business and college rodeoing for that team. So
do they come and recruit you?
Yeah, so they reached out a little bit, and I went and toured there and met the coach and got to see the grounds and see how the setup is.
So does in college rodeo, how does that work? Is that pretty much a year-round thing? Or
They do like Wisconsin High School Rodeo, where you have rodeos in the fall and the spring, and then they take the winter off because it's kind of hard on the horses and everybody.
Mm-hmm. Quite a ways away from home. Was that a tough decision?
It's not too bad. It's only 6.5 hours, so it could be worse, but I'm excited.
So now for college rodeo, do you take your own horses then with
yep.
you?
Yep. So I'll take two horses out there as of now to compete in barrels, breakaway, and goat tying.
So in your, how do you have that? You have to stable them somewhere, then you have to get up and take care of your horses every day and night then?
Yep. So they have grounds where you can keep your horses, and they have like a practice pen pretty close to the school, so it's pretty easy access.
They don't fit in your college dorm probably, do they?
No. Not really.
So looking back on your rodeo career, is there a highlight? Was last year the highlight?
I would say last year was pretty big. It's just been exciting to see like where different events have taken me and going to nationals and competing. It's been fun and a cool experience to have.
Can you imagine life without rodeo if you wouldn't have had it in your life?
No, not really. I feel like I would have had more time for my sports, but I'm excited and I'm glad I had these opportunities.
Of all the sports you compete in, I know you're out for volleyball and basketball and softball, but rodeo is probably the most physical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's up there in the top one, but it's fun and it's worth it.
You guys in the studio, anything you'd like to comment on or ask Josie over here? You guys
well,
are going
I'm just
to
glad that you followed your family's footsteps. You had two sisters prior to you, and then now we're out of sisters, right?
Yep, I'm the last one.
The last hurrah. Uh-huh. So, well, that's awesome. We appreciate you joining us in the studio today. And when Dean and I talked about this earlier, but it's really a family affair. You've probably made a lot of friends in rodeo over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, the rodeo family is really like none other. Everybody's there to support each other and help each other do our best. We're always just rooting for each other.
And as Gary mentioned, a family affair. I mean, your family helps you out behind the scenes a lot, don't
oh,
they?
Yeah. I could not do it without my parents and my sisters coming to cheer me on and helping me ride on the late nights and helping me get calves ready to rope. It's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah. I know your sisters pick on you a little bit, but you had kind of the last laugh in rodeo on them.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we're looking forward to it next weekend. I think another thing we wanted to mention, Kenda, is Cowboy Church on Sunday.
Correct. It's at 8:30 in our Connection Building, and everybody's welcome to come. It's just not for the rodeo contestants and family. Anybody wants to come, 8:30, it's Monty Berger, and just come for Cowboy Church at 8:30. And another person, we want to thank Tourism and Marty for all they've done for us in WRCO. And like I said, without the sponsors and all the people and the volunteers that help us, this rodeo would not go, because we need all of you to put it on, or we wouldn't be able to do it.
You wouldn't turn down any sponsors if they showed up to help,
no.
Would you?
No, no, no. I mean, $5 even helps. I mean, any little bit helps. I mean, we do it for the kids, and we want everything to go. And, you know, because they come up and they have a big dance on Thursday night. That's a neat thing. They get their back tags on Thursday night. They're all dressed in their, you get formals. I think you're in formals, and the guys are all dressed up, and all that. They get their back tags and all that. They have a good time dancing to about midnight, I think it is.
Wow. You don't want to get injured doing the dance, though, Josie.
No, no, no. But those line dances, they get a little intense sometimes.
I bet they do. I'd be more nervous for the line dance, I think, than riding the horse. But that's just me. So, Gary, anything else that you'd like to mention here today?
Just thanks to everyone. And hopefully it doesn't rain too awful hard on us up there. Of course, there's construction on A Street this year, so everybody will have to go through 80, you know, north to Industrial Drive and get to the fairgrounds that way. But I'm sure you can all find a way out there. And I guess that's about all I got to say. Thanks for everyone that gets involved in this ordeal.
Do you guys do a cleaning of the grandstands again this year?
That was done Monday night.
Oh, you'd already done it?
Yeah, we done it. The fire department, they have their monthly meeting on the first Monday every month. Mm-hmm. So they come out, and we all scrubbed it, and they power washed her out, and we're good to go.
And Dean got a bath then, too, it sounds
a
like.
A little bit of one.
Well, yeah, just a little bit.
Get you ready for the rodeo.
Yeah.
So can you guys maybe mention kind of personally what rodeo and the rodeo weekend means to you, Dean?
Well, like I said earlier, it just means getting together, you know, with the family. And I like being out there, like putting on the show for the families and the community. And we've got so many people in this area that donate the equipment and the water wagons and feed. And if it wasn't for all these donations, you know, that we'd have to spend all this money to do all of this stuff. And it's just amazing how this community comes together to support rodeo.
It's a group effort.
Yep.
Yeah. And for you, Gary and Kenda, it'd be easy to take a vacation in the middle of June instead of go to rodeo. Why do you still do it, Ken?
For the kids. We've been in it since our daughter was in 04 to 08 and before that, and Gary's been on the state board. And they call us the assistant living bunch. We are the oldest bunch in the rodeo. And I'm not kidding, that's what they call us, but we enjoy it and we do it for the kids. I mean, and we're the only ones that don't have contestants in the rodeo, and that's what we're here for. It's all for the kids.
Yeah. Gary, it means a lot to you, too, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we've been doing this for so many years. It's just great to see everybody. Of course, I used to be president. Then I knew all the kids, knew all the parents, and now it's a once-a-year deal unless we make it to another rodeo. And it's just great. It's a reunion, seeing everybody. And like you mentioned earlier, you know, their kids are now rodeoing, and that's super. But all the contestants are real happy to come here. And we try to do the best we can do as a committee, and we just take it from there and have fun.
And also, we didn't mention, but there's some yummy food there on the grounds, isn't there?
Yeah, you could pretty much eat what you want to eat.
And some of your civic organizations come through for that as well?
Yeah, the Kiwanis are there, and we got RC Taco, and John that does our breakfast every morning and has a thing there, and we got the Popcorn Man, he's there, and the Beef Producers, and we got the little corner drink place that everybody likes because they give you energy.
Sure.
And then we got another drink place, it's the Islands. It's right across from the fire department. They're coming this year, too.
Good. We'll look forward to being a part of that. You can eat something different every meal, can't you?
Yeah.
Right. So, Josie, I know it started a long time ago, but how do you prepare for rodeo week then? Do you kind of, like, back off a little bit and kind of taper with your horses? Or how do you prepare for it?
I usually push pretty hard during the beginning of the week and really fine-tune on what I want. And then Thursday and Friday are either light rides or we'll leaving for a rodeo, so I won't usually ride.
Mm-hmm. Good to have one close to home, though. You're not. I'm sure your preparation's a lot different when you got to, you know, take your trailer, your horses, and take them a long way. Then.
Yep. So usually, when you got 2-3 hour drives, it's a little bit more of a haul, and you got to make sure your horses are doing all right. But 15 minutes isn't too bad.
So, will it be an emotional time for you?
I think a little bit, being a senior and leaving all my friends and going to college. It'll be hard, but I'm excited for the next chapter, and I'm grateful to have Richland Center Rodeo as a hometown rodeo. It's a lot of fun, and me and Keegan Cooley are excited to have everybody come out and support.
And looking at down the road, then you're in college, you know, we'll wish you well with that. But do you think you're going to always stay involved through your life in rodeo in one way or another?
Oh, yeah. I hope to come back at least for the state finals and help out and give back to the people who have given me so much.
Good. Well, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you.
We know it's a busy time. Thanks to everybody here in the studio with us today. And good
luck.
Thank
you. Thank you, Phil.
We'll keep reading that good forecast for next weekend. And if it changes, we'll lie. Okay? So, but I know you'll be there rain or shine. So President Dean Reinhart in our studio today, along with Secretary Kenda Deaver, Treasurer and as well, Gary Deaver, and Josie Lau will be a contestant at the 2024 Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals next weekend.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Mauston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
On our morning show today from WRCO, Tom Hendricks is in with us, and he's talking about a special event that is going on this weekend already. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Good to have you in with us here. So tell me about your event.
Well, this event is kind of like a reunion for our Goldwing chapter. We had a Goldwing chapter of the Goldwings for years. I'm a lifetime member, and I'm trying to get together with them again. We haven't been together for a couple years now. My wife went to the last time at Sportsman's at Belmont. They had a get together, but I was busy haying, of course. You know, farming, you got to make hay when the sun shines. So I ended up not going, and hopefully I can get together with them again this year. It'd be nice to get together with the guys that haven't seen them for years, and they're good friends. And some of them probably won't be riding motorcycles. They'll probably be riding antique cars or four-wheelers, but we thought we could get them together anyway because we're going to have four-wheeler clubs and the antique club together, all going together, but we want to keep the motorcycles in one group. But hopefully we can get everybody together and have a good time.
Great. And you're going to cruise?
Yeah.
Tell us about the route.
Oh, the route's going to be pretty nice. We're going to start out at Honkers in Muscadet, just the other side of the bridge there. And we're going to start there, and we're going to go to Boaz at the Lonesome Dove and stop there. We'll stop there for a little bit, and we're going to sell 50-50 tickets for there and stuff so people can buy 50-50 tickets, and at the end they will draw for that, and hopefully somebody will win the get either the money back or they can donate it back to cancer or whatever they want to do with it, and hopefully we can get a good turnout for that.
So you're looking at the proceeds going to cancer?
Yeah, trying to get a lot of the proceeds going to cancer, and we're going to have a lot of door prizes too that people will be able to get some door prizes. We got all kinds of stuff from people that are donating stuff, and hopefully the people that come can donate some stuff, you know, clean out their closets or whatever. This is kind of the easy way of doing it because you don't have to sell it. You can just give it away and just get rid of it because you don't use it. If you haven't used it for a year, you might as well get rid of it. So that's why I figured, you know, anybody that's got something that's usable or something, they could donate for that, and then we can sell raffle tickets or sell tickets for that too. People can drop them in. I'm going to put out bags of different items that are there, and they can pick out what they want. If they want this item, they can throw a ticket in that bag, and that'll how I'll do that, I guess. Works. Hopefully it'll work out.
What's the title of your event, your cruise coming up on Sunday? Do you have a name for it?
Well, not really. We haven't really... I'm just one of those bike nuts that just loves to go for a ride, and this is one way I thought it would be a fun way just to get out and go for a ride, because I just love riding bike, and I've been doing it ever since I got my license, and it's just kind of a fun way to go for a ride, and I've lost so many good friends from and relatives from darn cancer that I just wanted to do something different and try to help out Grace and get it going.
How long have you been a Goldwing rider then?
I'm a lifetime member. I've been in there for over 25 years.
Okay.
Now that the Goldwing is all dissipated, I just got a letter a year ago saying that they don't even have Goldwing wingdings anymore. They used to have a wingding at Madison. Heck, that used to be a big event. Every state in the country had a party every year. We got together with vendors and motorcycle park people, and everybody would come in for that. And heck, it filled up the whole parking lot of Madison for that, and I just can't believe something that big could just all of a sudden just fold up and it's non-existent. Everybody's going to four-wheelers now, I guess.
There's still a few out there, though, maybe they come out of the woodwork.
There's still a lot of Harley riders, and we're still expect to be how Harley riders to still be riding, so hopefully we'll get some people to show up.
Oh, I'm sure you will. So are you going to group some? You're going to group them together?
We're going to try to go all in one group, and we're going to try to get some road guards. Hopefully I can find somebody to do that because I can't do it all myself. Hopefully we can get somebody to, you know, block traffic so we can keep the bikes all together, hopefully. People won't get too excited about it. We've done it before, and people kind of understand, you know, that we're trying to do something for the cancer, and we wanted, it's a good cause, and hopefully that people understand that we're just trying to do something for a good cause, and that we're just out having a good time.
What time does it start Sunday, Tom?
Well, let's start at noon at Honkers. We'll leave at Honkers at noon and head over to Boaz, to Lonesome Dove, and then we'll make a stop there, and you can get a drink for free refreshments or something. And then there we'll go, keep on going to Soldier's Grove. It used to be the Tasmanian Devil, but now they went and changed it to Durango, so I guess different owners bought it, so it'll be a different place there, but the same people, I guess, are there. The building's still the same, but there might be different owners there, but they said we could have it there, so we'll make a stop there and sell some more 50-50 tickets, and people can get some drinks or whatever to refresh, kind of take a break. The rides are going to be pretty short between, I found out after I took the route and found out it's going to be a lot shorter than I thought it would be, but it's my first time. I've never done this before. So I'm just kind of taking a stab at it and just trying to see if I can get something going. I just like to ride bike, and I just like to get out and go someplace. And I thought maybe people, you know, people like to go for a ride, and be a good day to go for a ride. Hopefully it's going to be a nice day like today. Get out there and get some riding in and some fun, and get to know people and do a lot of conversations and stuff, and hopefully get together with our Goldwing Club and get some reminiscing of old times when we used to go out and go for ice cream. We always call it, we go to different ice cream parlors and stuff for where they'd have ma and pop owned places, and that was our run, was making ice cream pops.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I always thought it was better to eat ice cream than drink beers. I could eat a lot of ice cream.
If someone is listening, Tom, and they'd like to be a part of it, do they have to pre-register or anything?
No. Fine. As soon as you get there, all they ask is that maybe if you can, that maybe the people that are on four-wheelers and auto club to give the whiskey, the Rockton call so you can get your chicken, because you got to reservate for chicken. They only get people that call in, so you have to make a reservation for that. And that would be about the only thing I can see as far as registering. If you just show up, that's all you need to do, but just make sure you sign, call in for a reservation of chicken. If somebody forgets or something, I can still call in the day of and let them know ahead of time before we leave, so if anybody forgets. So, but hopefully you get enough people that'll call in first, so hopefully you'll have enough chicken for everybody. They usually serve about 400 people a day for that one day event, and they usually, that's their biggest thing of the week, I think, is having chicken, and they do a good job on it.
That, is that your last stop at Rockton Bar then?
Well, it will be for that, but then we'll head all the way back to Ritz and, or Boaz, or not Boaz, but Muscadet. Mm-hmm. We'll go back. We'll make a, probably just a straight run. We won't be stopping any place there. And then we'll stop at Sportsman's. It's right in the town, Muscadet there. We'll stop there. And then we'll do our 50-50, and we'll do our raffle tickets and then some door prizes. And we'll have an silent auction too. Anybody that wants to bring like a shirt or a novelty shirt or some thing that would be worth something, that they could do that too. We'll use that for a silent auction. I know people have brought in autographed jerseys or football or baseball or something that would could use for a silent auction. We could put that out for that, and then you just bid on it, and then put your name down how much you want to bid on it, and the highest bidder will get it.
So you have some of those at each stop, some of the opportunities?
No, this will be at the end.
At the end?
I'll be at the end after it's all said and done. We'll stop there and have a kind of a party. I'm going to get some, got a big sheet cake made, and I'm going to have some cake and ice cream for dessert after we get it done with our chicken, because I always like my desserts, so I thought that would be a good way to end up to, after chicken, have some ice cream and cake and do that. And hopefully my son is going to do the music. He's got a sound system. He gives it to his other friend of his that does DJing around the area, and he's got all the equipment. All he need to do is just hook it up to a satellite stereo system and have some sound mess going that route.
We'll have some music then.
Yeah, have some music.
At the end. So the proceeds will go to GRACE then?
Yeah.
Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Yeah. So
try to raise as much as we can for all that they've done. They've raised over $1 million in the last 25 years or so that they've been going. It's pretty good for such a small town to raise that kind of money for this area.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. And as you mentioned, it's hard to find somebody that's not been affected by cancer.
Yeah, it's just my whole family's been wiped out by it. All my relatives and my mom and dad. And now I even got my bosses that I used to work for 30 years that got cancer now, and it's not looking good for them either. And it's just too bad. I guess you just lived longer than what you used to, and everybody seems like is getting it, seems like. It's just
part of the motivation and part of the, you know.
That's my biggest motivation is just to help people out that have been hit by it so bad. I've been hit by it bad enough with all the relatives and friends that I've had. And now bosses have got it, and it's not good.
So it'll be a great time on Sunday. Just kind of kick back. I think your weather is going to be good, Tom.
And I'm hoping to keep my fingers crossed and won't end up like it was last Saturday.
We'll keep trying to read a good forecast for you.
Appreciate it.
So anything else you'd like to add about the event coming up on Sunday?
Just hopefully people will show up. That's a big turnout, as much as possible. Try to get people to show up and hopefully have a good time.
And if somebody, maybe they can't be there when you leave at Honkers, they could probably meet up with you along the trail. Then
sure,
too,
that would be no problem. You'd meet up any place along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I could give you the list of places we'll stop so you can pick up someplace. We'll go from Honkers to Boaz, and then we'll stop there for a little bit, and then we'll go to Rolling Ground, and then from Rolling Ground we'll go to Soldier's Grove, and then to Viola, and on to Rockton for chicken. We'll get there sometime after one maybe or so. It just depends on how long we make the stops. It's maybe 15-20 minute stops at each one. So probably be 2 or 3 o'clock before we get something to eat, but hopefully people won't be too hungry by then. At least they'll eat more chicken that way, because you usually get a pretty good size chicken. You get a whole half of chicken and a bunch of side orders besides, so you get a pretty good meal out of it.
Do you have some sponsors that have helped out and stepped forward?
I could list all of them if you want me to.
Go ahead.
If you've got time.
Sure.
Yeah, the Community First Bank of Muscadet helped me out, and Benson Chiropractic and Veterinary Clinic. He helped me out pretty good. And the Premier Co-op, Richland Center, Walters of Muscadet, and Ken Studley. He's fixes up cars and stuff at his auto body shop there. And then Whiskey Row and Avoca gave me some T-shirts and stuff. And Other Brothers of Basketball gave me some T-shirts and stuff. And I bought a couple of tickets too. Gift certificates for that, and Hassel Auto, he helped me out a little bit, and overall I probably got $245 just in cash just from each of those people, besides T-shirts and other memorabilia and stuff. And Walters of Ace Hardware, a Muscadet and Richland Center, and gave me some gift cards, and there was a which were the ones? Oh, Jordan Shell, Muscadet. And did I say Veterinary Clinic of Muscadet gave me some money too? And Simpsons, he gave me a bunch of T-shirts. Bob, he was up there seeing him, and he just grabbed a whole bunch of shirts off the shelf, cleaned the shelf off, and he says, "Here, take these." So I took those. But yeah, I sure appreciate it. It was good. Inspiring Innovations gave me some check for for that, and Philback Auto gave me some stuff, and Jones Chevrolet gave me a bunch of stuff, like a cold car kit to wash your car with, and a whole bunch of good stuff in there. And Advance Dairies gave me a couple hats, and they were pretty much it, I guess. All the ones at Hassel Auto gave me some. That was pretty much it, I think.
Sounds like people have really stepped forward for you.
Yeah, no problem. They just asked for it, and they said, "Sure, what can we get you?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was more than willing to do it, and I appreciated every bit they gave. And hopefully we can have a good turnout and get plenty more.
Yeah, hopefully the first of many then. So
yeah.
Do they do this on a regular basis? I have some rides. I know you mentioned the Goldwingers, but...
Goldwingers are kind of dissipated, and there is no such thing as Goldwings anymore. We used to have a Goldwing Club. That's why I'm trying to get this going and get it, maybe reunion, maybe every year, and try to get together with them and stuff, because I haven't seen them for a couple of years, and get back together. It's just good friends that went to the club, and we rode different places, like ice cream rides. We did a bunch of ice cream runs with Dairy Queens and mom and pop ice cream parlors, and it was always a good thing to just go for a ride. We've been probably all a lot of different places that I'd like to even try to do yearly if it could.
Get it going again.
Yeah, so, keep it going again, get back going on the rides again, because pretty much now the only way you can go for a ride is just somebody comes up with something and does a ride. I'm trying to do a deal where kind of like a Make-A-Wish thing for next rides that I do, people that need money for different ailments, like hospital bills or something, that maybe do that, and maybe in the next few years or so, if you keep rides going that way, you can help out people and still go for a ride and have some fun and get to meet a lot of different people. And I did one a couple weeks ago for a lady that was clear up by Delavan over by Janesville, on the other side of Janesville, and she had stomach cancer. My daughter's husband works at the place where she works, and found out she had stomach cancer, and they were doing a ride for her, and she was so appreciative that I went all the way up there from Ritz and Muscadet and says, I'm over. I started out at 5:30 in the morning, didn't get home till 10 o'clock that night. I probably put on about 400 some miles going up there to see her, and she was so appreciative that I went up there that far to go for a ride, and he said, hell, I'll do anything for a ride.
So if somebody's listening, they'd like more information, can give your phone number out, maybe?
608-739-4321. Just give me a call if you have any questions or need to know anything different. But hopefully we'll get the auto club and get the four-wheelers and coming, and we'll find room for you somewhere. We'll figure out something about how to get going. Hopefully we'll have a pretty good turnout.
We'll hope so. Sunday at noon, they start at Honkers. Tom, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You bet. Tom Hendricks joining us on this portion of the morning show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One more thing that Tom wanted to mention, that if you'd like to reserve that chicken barbecue meal at Rockton, the number to call is 608-625-4395. That's 608-625-4395. And you're also reminded to wear your gold wing vests if you have them. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed our morning show today. We're looking at some more community events coming up. At the end of the week, we're going to be talking about the Southwest Pullers in the first part of the morning show next. That is tomorrow. And then, of course, next week, lots of good stuff coming your way, too, as we get into a little bit closer to the middle of the month. And, yes, it's rodeo weekend, but there are lots of other things going on, including Taste of the Hills in Richland Center. That's a week from this Saturday night.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Order your books here, and I give you a discount. That's the way it works at Old Cooch Books and Libations, and I have free shipping to any place in the United States. Old Cooch Books, the full-service bookstore, downtown Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business, whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without